Good morning, Jade.
Good morning, Will.
How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm excited to have you on the podcast again and talk about cool stuff.
Yes, cool stuff. I'm very lucky to have this other chance with you. We have a lot of catching up to do.
We do. It's been a while.
It has been a while.
And I'm super excited because I feel like you helped me move me towards my goals. So I'm really excited about that. Thank you.
I appreciate you saying that.
It's true. All right. Hey, guys. This is William Coles back on How to Start Today. And we have Jade back in the studio or in my apartment.
Yes.
And today we're going to be talking about another principle of how to build power relationships. And today's principle is called be unafraid to ask. And I'm here with Jade to break it down for you guys and share some, you know, principles that will help you guys in building power relationships. Hello, Jade. Welcome.
Welcome. I keep saying this. My bad. I don't know. I just have this response. But hey, everyone. Hey, Will.
I love Jade. She's a cutie.
I don't know.
So sweet.
It's just me. I do that a lot. But
it's
anyways.
Amazing.
No, I literally, the last time we had this little video on our story, people were laughing like, Jade, you actually said that? I'm like, yes, I did. That's but amazing. It's okay. I mean, I'm humorous. I get it. I love it.
So. I love it. I love it. So thank you for coming. It's been basically a month since our last podcast. So it's not her fault. I've been slacking. So Jay's holding me accountable. So I love her for that. And I'm grateful. So today we're going to talk about being unafraid to ask. And basically what that means is if you want to build a career, a good, you know, personal relationship, family relationship, it's really important not to be afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. And because on the other side of that fear, of other side of that opposition of like, oh wait, should I ask? There's success, there's like fulfillment. So we're going to break that down for us today. Jade, so in your life, in your experience, how have you dealt with, you know, asking people in the past? Like, you know, just people that you admire, you know?
Yeah.
School.
I've had a couple of professors through my college life that I've asked about being a leader because they are leaders to their communities or what they love to do. And I've seen them, you know, they're willing to give me advice. They're willing to give anyone advice if they're willing to just ask. And so one of my favorite professors, he's from Yavapai Community College back mm-hmm. in Prescott. His name is Dr. Shelley. And I asked him, like, how can I be a radical changer to the world and like be powerful but understand my own identity? And he's like, within time, you know, you'll know, but I appreciate you asking because not many people do that. I can say something, mm-hmm. but I don't have many people to, you know. Oh, what's that? Oh, it was the ad. That's hilarious.
That's so hilarious. That is so funny.
They actually have ads on there. Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, it's all good. This is where we know where, like,
that's so funny. All right, continue.
No worries. Well, with that, it's just, you know, I think for him, I really took him seriously as a professor and as him being, you know, being a social changer and wanting to help young people and even just people to know that they make a change in this world. It really helped me a lot, and it made him proud that he was actually doing the right thing as a teacher. You know, to have someone out of the whole crowd come up and ask, hey, what is this, you know?
Right.
Just recently, I actually met a very powerful and successful entrepreneur. He's from Scottsdale area. His name is Joshua Menez, and I have been trying to reach out with him for a decent amount of time, and I always messaged him on social media, like, when can I meet you?
Right.
I think you're very inspirational. I see you're an entrepreneur. I see you're very ambitious. Is there a certain time I could at least have a one-on-one talk with you? Right. And I finally got to do it just last week, and it was very powerful. And that was just because I went through social media and I told him, can I meet you?
Right.
And it was persistent, you know?
Right.
So that was definitely rewarding for me, and I felt some fulfillment because we both were waiting to meet each other. So
I like that. But yeah, I like that principle because in that experience, because like you would have never got that information if you hadn't asked,
mm-hmm.
you know, and a lot of times people, you know, of course there's a general fear of people like, why would they help me? You know, like,
yeah,
why would they help somebody like me? I'm just, you know, a student or, and it's just like how you were raised and, you know, but like the real power of asking is that you build this confidence of just like, hey, I'm just gonna ask, because it's like when you ride a bike, you know, it's like I'm gonna fall a couple times, but it's okay, I'm gonna get a little bruised, but after I got it and mm-hmm. I got my balance, it's like, oh wow, it's effortless now. It's just like I could ride a bike, a car, you know, when you drive a car, it's just like effortless. At first, you're nervous as heck because you don't want to crash.
Yeah.
You don't want to hit somebody, you know. But after a while, you're like, I'm a master at this. And you're just driving, you're cruising, you're doing parallel parking.
Yeah.
Because you've built up that axing mm-hmm. muscle. Like, hey. You know, I remember one time I reached out to someone for like a interview,
mm.
you know. And she actually was a really influential person. Her name was Arianna Huffington. She was the CEO and founder of the Huffington Post. And I reached out to her via the Twitter.
Mm.
And, of course, I was afraid because I'm like, she's really busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a pretty much nobody, right? I'm like, just starting my business. And I was like, well, you know, let me just ask and see what happens, you know?
Yeah.
And I was afraid. But then she responded, got her email, and we've been kind of, you know, communicating, not friends, but communicating throughout the years, you know. And she started a new company called Thrive, and, you know, just following up, congratulating her and whatnot. So after that, I kind of gained the courage, like, well, if she could respond, then anybody kind of will respond, you know.
Yes.
So that kind of segues into our, you know, first principle, which is if you want to get over this hump or, you know, of asking people, like not being afraid to ask, because this is how you're going to build power relationships, because those people that you want to connect with are influential that can potentially change your life. So what you probably want to do is the people that you want to connect with, you want to make a list, I call it power list.
Okay.
You know, like, hey, if you're trying to be a professor or you try to be an influencer, you know, make a list of people that you want to connect with. Like, I'm in the restaurant hospitality industry, so there's some chefs and there's some CEOs. There's some people that I want to connect with. I'll make a list. And then after that, I will, like, find out their Instagrams or Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do some studying. And this is what I did that allowed me to get access to these people's lives is I was able to figure out what they did, study them long enough to get a good sense of what they cared about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very important thing, is figuring out what they care about. And then that gives you access to, like, build off something. And then step three would be, hey, why would they want to connect with you?
Yes.
You know, is there any value you're bringing to the table? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you putting on a conference? Are you doing a podcast? Are you writing a blog? Are you starting a business? Are you trying to, you know, interview them about something about their family or something about, you know, them, something they're interested in? So, and then just do it, you know, just kind of do it. Don't be afraid. Just kind of say, you know what? I don't know what's going to happen, the unknown. I'm just going to do it, you know? So, I would say one tip there that you guys can use is connect, make a list of people that you want to connect with. Then two, figure out their socials, their, you know, LinkedIn or anything along those lines that you can get access to, and then figure out what you can offer to them. Like, why would they want to connect with you? And then just do it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, like, just don't be afraid to do it. And I know it could be scary about the unknown, but again, there is this power of that we're in the now, and so we shouldn't define our success through our past or our future, because our now is where it's going to be our past, present, and future. It's all in with in one, you know? And I think it's also important when you make a list that you try to manifest the skills you want to learn from them, because that's also something that applies with you, with what you want as your personality, your character, or how you want to help change people and within yourself. That's also a very important quality you should probably think about. For me, I think I actually have like a small list right now, and I know it's going to still expand because there's always every day there's new people that you can learn from. You know, it's the saying, make sure there's room in your cup to learn, you know, just like you can like teach that, but you also can learn. It's that balance that you must have for fulfillment and evolving as a human being.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. I like this other principle that, you know, we're learning together, is keep asking, you know, keep asking. Sometimes a lot of people are really busy.
Yes.
And they will say no a couple times. Mm-hmm. They might say yes on that third time, you know, and, you know, you just got to be persistent, you know. And some people, a lot of people that are bosses that you admire, they like persistence. Like, oh, wow, this person, okay. Mm-hmm. I like that, you know, like, I'm busy, but this person's like, you know, busy, you know, and they like, they really want to develop something with me. And I think that's also attractive, you know, when somebody's persistent and trying to get access to you and in a nice way and in a very healthy way.
Yeah.
And I'll say that for Jade, like, she's always reaching out to me, and my schedule fills up, but she's like, hey, well, how are you doing? She's always checking in. She's very persistent. And then that really encourages me. Like, she really wants to grow and develop, and that really encourages me, because they're like, man, I'm slacking, you know. So I need to, but it helps me, and it also, you know, I get access to her life, but she also gets access to my life and time, and it's really healthy. So I like that principle of just not giving up the axe. But on the flip side, what would you say, you know, on the flip side of that side of life, like, not pestering somebody?
I think in a way there's always a perfect time and a perfect place and a perfect way to say things when it comes to people. I think if you do want to reach out to someone and you want to be persistent, you know, be mindful and be aware, people are busy, but at the same time they will, have empathy of knowing that you do care, you have good intentions, you just want to grow. And as a human, we as humans want to grow. And so in order to, you know, to do that, we kind of have to be aware of what we do and what we say and how we respond as well, vice versa. And I think that's how I answered it. Yeah, I think
that's great. Good. That's perfect. Anything else that you want to input, any principles that you're learning from this, you know, this principle of not being afraid to ask, that you would like to add in?
I would say I think when you get the light bulb moment in your head and you want to message someone because you know, like, if you want to talk to an influential person or someone who's very ambitious and you see their character traits or something that you want to gain from, don't hesitate. I think when we get in the mindset of being hesitant, or we're like, oh, you know, trying to, I think, what's the word? Have validation with your own self-worth. It's what causes you to go backwards instead of going forward. And I think if you just act on it and you respond, or you take that action to message them or to say, hey, my name is, you know, just introduce yourself. That's already a step closer to what you need to have that one-on-one conversation. Right. And that's power to you and power to the other person to even respond.
Right.
So one of the things that I have the tendency to do, which I think it's a very positive aspect, is if I do get a response from someone with a certain amount of time, I say, I appreciate you responding quickly.
Yeah.
And that's also a thing of gratitude.
Right.
You show gratitude to that person, of acknowledging that you sent them something and they're receiving it, and that you're now receiving their energy.
That's really good.
Yeah.
No, I like that a lot. I think that's a lot of times overlooked, because, you know, a lot of people don't really practice, you know, that principle of just acknowledging, hey, I know you're busy, thanks for responding.
Yeah.
You know, and that also helps the other person be like, oh wow, yeah, I gotta get better in that. But they also understand that you're appreciating their time.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate your time, you know, and excuse me, and things like that. So I have one more principle that I kind of alluded to, and basically it's connecting. Like, really, this is a big one. Just doing that research, once you figure out the person that you want to connect with, you want to ask more questions. And as we discussed in our last podcast, you want to ask more questions than answers. Try to dig deep and say, you know, figure out what they're interested in. Because you can build off that. And we're all selfish in nature, and there's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. Because we are interested in the things that we're interested in. And if you can figure out what that person's interested in and find some common ground, then you can start building from that. And now you can get access. That's a big piece. Figure out what they're interested in.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to them, their kids, a new book, school, money, you know, fulfillment. Figure out what they're interested in, and then build off that, and that will give you access to their life. Because so people are so inundated with different things. If you can say, hey, I saw that book that you written, I like what you said in this chapter, and you know, that will give you access. Like, wow, they pay attention. I like what you said in this article. I saw you know, do this to this person. I love that gratitude. I would love to, how was your upbringing, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're building. You know, you're building off of something, and that gives you access to them. Like, oh, wow, okay, I like that. Like, you know, can you relate to that? Anything along your life that you've encountered?
Like, yeah, that? I think I follow a lot of entrepreneurs, and so I see a lot of their personal goals and their own way of disciplining themselves, whether it's through fitness, reading, you know, reading a book a day, or journaling, or writing affirmations. And I sometimes respond like, wow, I see you're still persistent. I say, you empower me to do the same. Mm-hmm. Or I saw you read this book. I found it in Barnes & Noble, which just happened a few days ago. I'm like, I'm going to buy it for, you know, for Christmas to read. Like, I'm so used to seeing it that it makes me aware that it's powerful,
right,
but it's also something that's already part of your lifestyle. It must be good because you're doing well yourself, so I would love that for myself,
right?
You know, and it's again that gratitude and being aware of what they're really interested in,
right?
But I think with the personal goals, it's that when you, I think this is manifestation. If you see people who are already trying to be disciplined and they're determined to accomplish that, you begin to challenge your own mind, like, I can do that if they can do that, you know?
Right.
And it's just like this power of, like, lifting each other up, of being successful and doing good and feeling well and helping people. And I just like that energy. It's
right.
What I take it from. It's the outcome I want, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's really powerful.
That.
No, I love that. I really do love that. And I'm really excited to be able to share this with you guys, because this is a really, really powerful principle. If you can master this principle, your life will get absolutely better, because you will be starting to get access to people. Because sometimes you're just one relationship away from your life being changed. Just one person, just like, you don't need 10, 30 people around. You just need one person to say, hey, I'm going to help you. I'm going to invest in you. We're going to grow together, and your life will never be the same. So I'm excited about sharing this principle with you guys, and I'm excited to have Jade. If you guys have any questions, please follow us on Instagram on howtostarttoday@gmail.com. And then Jade's Instagram is
it's space MHMM dot Jade. Jadee. And that's my Instagram username.
And then her podcast is?
It's Discover You with Discover lowercase. And then the U is actually just a capital U.
Awesome. And then she also has a beautiful podcast that I enjoy. She does it every Monday consistently.
Yes.
So that's important. If you also has any questions, you can also email us at howtostarttoday@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, thanks for listening to us today. And we're super excited to share the next principle next time where we're on this. So yeah, you guys have a great time. Thank you. I can say that most of my career, my adult years, have been based on this principle, which is, like you just said, seeing the potential, seeing someone that's driven, motivated, passionate, and saying, hey, I want to support that person because they're going to be big. And everybody has that position, but not everybody that you meet is passionate, driven, and motivated.
Mm-hmm.
And even I would say add this discipline.
Discipline, yes.
Because you want to be around someone that's going to be consistently doing that. And then going, it's like, you know what? That person's going to be really, you know, something special.
Mm-hmm.
Let me build that relationship. Let me connect with that person.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and let's see them go become the CEO. So we're going to dive deeper in that. And I would say this about Jade. I see the potential in her too. I see her as a future CEO.
I think that's something that's kind of scary.
Yeah.
Sometimes because I know that no one wants to be taken advantage of. And, you know, you would hope that people have the best intentions for you. But you can't think of that either because you have to do you. And you got to make sure you have your own back.
Yeah.
You know? And so being mindful is very important. But with hearing this, you know, and her being so well-spoken about it, at least she's honest with herself and she's aware of it. But that doesn't mean she was pointing fingers saying, oh, you are this friend because you want this from me, but you haven't given me that. So she's not really blaming anyone. She just wants her community and her followers to say, hey, I would like to have good intentions. I would like to have a flow of, like, manifesting the good for all of us, that we all have opportunity, that we all are going to lift each other up without this expectation that I'm the only one holding us up, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think being a leader, for you to see that and for her to do that is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So she kind of like had me think about my friends, you know, and like, and it's for me to even ask myself, am I actually doing that? And because I don't want to, you know, I wouldn't want to feel that way. And if I do, I need to step back and say, hey, how should I approach it effectively? Or is there something that I need to change so it doesn't seem that way? Because
right.
I, you know,
right.
So that's just one of the comments that I said. I was like, I appreciate that you said that. I do believe that it's something that we all need to be aware of, especially through social media. It's a very big and powerful platform. And so sometimes I feel like there's little things and messages we might neglect, but it also helps to be aware of it because it will affect communication. It will affect relationships with, are they really supporting you because they see you, or are they supporting you because there might be envy or jealous of you. You know, there's different tactics like that. So just be aware.
Yeah. I really like that you shared that because it's a interesting thing to observe and to be self-aware. I think everything comes with being self-aware.
Self-aware, yeah.
And that's a big thing that's being talked about these days. And I've always believed being self-aware and being true to yourself, figuring out who you are and what your values are and what you believe, because how you see the world is determined what you believe and what your values. Do you value family? Do you value relationships? Do you value money, greed? And you have to look at that and say, what do I value truly?
Mm-hmm.
And how you see that is your actions.
Yes.
You know, people do what they see.
Yes.
So if they see you working,
mm-hmm.
they'll know you working.
Yes.
If you see you home all day, you ain't working.
It's like, what's going on
part,
here? Yeah.
For the most part. You know, people do work from home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but people see what... people do what they see.
Yeah.
And when it comes to relationships, I believe that you should always go into it with good intentions,
mm-hmm.
good optimism.
Mm-hmm.
However, don't always let them in. Kind of feel them out.
Yeah.
Ask questions.
Mm-hmm. That's a test method.
Yeah.
Ask questions. Yeah, not in a bad way at all. It's to make sure, like we said, we have this amount of energy that we have within ourselves that we also need to make sure the energy is being given in the right proportions with other people. With our podcast today, we talked about being aware and being selective of the people you invest your energy in,
right,
and your own personal or your own motivation or drive with, because some may not be the best fit. Some may potentially be within time, with their own time and with communication together, and some may just automatically already align with you, and that's the experiment that you have to do when you start asking questions,
right,
or being more familiar when you have like a one-on-one conversation in person,
right?
You know, it's that deeper power relationship that we need,
right?
And that's definitely a must. Moving forward with anything, that's a must to have and be aware of.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was good. That was really nice and candid.
Yeah, it was.
Definitely, we should, every time we like feel like we're about to say something really good, we should just like press record.
Just do that, because I believe that. You and I have such intellectual conversations.
Yeah.
It's, I don't know what word. It's very, in a way, I feel like it's powerful,
mm-hmm,
but it's also very like, we're at a frequency that we feel comfortable knowing, you know?
Right.